You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
You think you understand me? You think you have an inside point of view? You think that you command me? You think I'm gonna hate to break it down?
Hey guys, welcome back to the Let Them Know podcast. This is Angela, and I am so happy to be bringing back a previous guest from when The Focus Within was the podcast name and very different season of life. And we've talked about all of this in previous episodes. But when my friend Marcy reached out a couple weeks ago, she was really wanting to get back on the pod. I also really wanted to get back on the pod, so I couldn't think of a better time to be here recording this episode for all of you. A quick backstory for those of you that didn't listen to the episode that I did with Marcy. You can go back and search that. Can't remember the exact title. It had to do with the geode.
It had to do with my retreat center, yes.
Yeah. And there's a lot of really great information and conversation in that episode. But fast forward to when we last recorded that episode, I feel like so much has changed in both of our lives. Marcy, you live in Chillicothe. Mm-hmm. And so it's not very often that we get to see each other or catch up just because of how busy life is.
We try.
Yeah. But yeah, so we decided to do this episode today. We are sitting here at this spa here in Northeast Ohio and had a little bit of a spa day together. We'll get into some of it as we chat. But anyways, without further ado, welcome back to the podcast, Marcy.
Thanks, Angela. It was really good to see you. And I love the circumstances that we're in today.
We Cheers.
Can toast each other. Cheers. Yeah. A day of relaxation and wellness. So it's so fitting.
It is very fitting. If you guys hear any of this noise, I don't typically do a lot of editing on my shows because I just think it's like inauthentic. I like to have the natural elements playing around behind us. So if you hear motorcycles or other things behind us, just know that we're currently sitting in this beautiful...
We're lounging.
Yeah, outdoor garden space, but it also happens to be on a busy road. So you might hear some background noise, but I don't care. It's fun. It's fun. So let's just get into it.
Okay.
What's going on? How have you been? How is everything going with the
Things
dome?
Things are good. Things are good. Things are, summertime tends to be just a little bit slower just because... graduations and proms, you know, within spring and then summer, people travel. But we had a huge successful winter with lots of retreats, sound baths, you know, tons of things going on at the retreat center. But what's really thriving in the moment is private sessions.
Ooh.
So a lot of people are booking like corporate team events. There's always what we would like to call the mindful bachelorette. So trading the chaotic night out for a morning of yoga and deep immersion and meditation. That's something that's been pretty popular. Obviously, we've hosted a few weddings, I think, since I've seen you, which have been pretty fun.
Ooh.
People do milestone birthdays, you know, 30, 40, 50 and beyond. And, you know, just transformational resets. Sometimes... you can't really get a reset in the boardroom. So they like to bring people out in nature. And then we're kind of their concierge. So we help curate something that they're needing, and cater it to what their needs are in the moment.
That sounds so fun. Also, it sounds like you're a lot busier. Like business has gotten picking up since maybe... when we were talking, I'm not even on the podcast, but just in general, like I feel like there was a period of time post COVID, especially where it was like
people were not gathering.
Not gathering. Well, that.
And then the mental fatigue from COVID was a thing. You know, we're trying to get people back in together. That And I'm not sure that's really gone away. I think that's still, people got used to settling in and being at home and being comfy and cozy. Mm. And it takes work to get out and work on yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like self-study is work. And people just kind of give up on themselves sometimes, which is sad to see.
Yeah. It's interesting that you bring that up because I'm like the opposite. Mm-hmm. Since we've last recorded, you know, I moved from the suburbs to the city. So I have a very busy, outgoing,
active life
yeah. mm-hmm. which can also be exhausting at times. While it's fun and I get to meet all these amazing people, I feel like I've lost the part of myself to mm-hmm. where I used to spend more time working on myself. Mm-hmm.
So getting centered, right?
Getting centered, yeah. Yes, exactly.
And I feel like you can do that so easily in nature. Like you don't need anything but the surrounding environment
yeah.
in nature. It does the work for you. You know, it holds you in a way that your siblings can't, your parents can't.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just a way that it holds you and helps you in ways that humans can't.
That's so true. And also, like, as we're sitting here, it's crazy how you can almost train, at least me, I feel like I could, there's all this other background noise happening, there's saws, mm-hmm. people doing things, mm-hmm. but like what I can hear more than anything are the birds chirping, because mm-hmm. I'm choosing to like want to listen to nature and the birds, like the mm-hmm. nature and that element.
It's all about what you focus on, isn't it?
Calls yeah. out to me a lot more. Mm-hmm. And you're like in the perfect spot. I mean, you're literally in the mm-hmm. middle of the woods.
Yes, near the foothills of Appalachia, Ohio, yes.
That's crazy. So wait, also, since I've been there, you have more spaces, right? Because you had just the one bigger dome, mm-hmm. but it seems like you've also added on, right?
I added a mini dome. Okay. Glamping is a thing, that a term that people use. I like to call it convenient camping or comfort camping. Sometimes people don't understand what glamping means. But
yeah, that could sound very yeah. like bougie or something.
It is a little bit, because it has a nice cushy
yeah.
bed in it. And
yeah.
there's a fire pit, but, you know, there's a mini refrigerator as
Can
well.
Can I stay in there when I come?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
yeah, absolutely.
I want to go now.
Right.
So you have the mini dome for mm-hmm. the casual camping. Is that what you called it?
Convenient camping.
Comfort camping. Mm-hmm. And then you were saying something about cold plunges, right?
Yeah. So I've incorporated some pop-up events for hot yoga and cold plunge option. I feel like people in our community are just learning about the benefits of cold plunge and how it helps with inflammation in the body and, you know, the two extremes and how it works on your nervous system. And
yeah, well,
yeah, it's become a thing. Some people really push against it, but some are embracing it. And I'm really proud of you for today.
I was going to say, I have never done a cold plunge. I've been scared. I'm like, you can't pay me anything. Like, you couldn't pay me to go inside. Like, I hate being cold.
Mm.
But I think being here today and with your encouragement, and it honestly, what I was like, wait, this is as bad as it was. Not that it was not uncomfortable, but like, I really was expecting it to be torture, and it wasn't.
Right. I also feel like with the sauna as well, like you.
Yeah. Coming
the
out of the sauna.
The more you do the sauna.
Yeah.
The more used to the heat you get. And I say this to women, especially in menopause, it almost helps you adapt to hot flashes.
Why is she looking at Leslie over there?
Because Leslie isn't. I mean, we could say it. She doesn't care. She's perimenopause.
Me too.
And I'm already past that. So I already know what it can do for you. And.
Yeah.
And then the cold plunge, you know, I struggle with a cold plunge because I have arthritis and it really, really hurts when I'm in it.
Ooh.
But I know that it's working on those arthritic joints. Now tonight, as I lay in bed, it's probably going to ache really badly. But tomorrow, I'll have more movement and flexibility. So
really?
I can speak from experience
yeah.
of both, you know, of both extremes, what the heat does for you and also what the cold plunge can do.
Yeah.
I used to think the shock of the two was not great for the body, but studies show apparently that helps rev metabolism and things can help your sleep and wake cycle and
yeah.
such.
In my research, again, not that I'm really, I was never going to do it. I wasn't
now.
Even going to do it today, but now I'm like, maybe now I will start going
yeah.
more, because it was Not as bad as I thought it was.
Next thing you know, you'll be buying a portable cold.
Where am I going to put that thing in my apartment?
I mean, just put it on the rooftop where you live.
Oh, yeah.
Invite all your friends.
Oh, that's so funny. But anyway, so all of, like, I didn't know at first, like, just some of the different modalities that even back when I was actively doing the retreats and things through the Focus Within, it seems like there's always new advancements when it comes to healing modalities.
Well, and interests change too, right? Yeah. And I think it's also with the changing of the times and the chaos that we're in. People are looking for more extreme ways to, you know, to bring down the level of chaos and mind chatter and just, you know what I'm trying to say?
I do. I think even it's only been 3, maybe 4 years. I don't know. I haven't...
And look how much has changed.
But so much has changed. I feel like when I was doing retreats or at least just going through my own healing journey, there was not a lot of people that were talking about the things that I feel like a lot of people are talking about. Even us being here today on a Tuesday where we weren't expecting there to be so many people
and
here.
It's
and it's packed on a Tuesday morning. And I'm like, wow. I mean, that's great. I'm, you know, it's not, I think if anything, it's...
It shows what people need.
Yeah, it's exactly that. Yeah.
It shows what people need. So yeah, we're looking to build some saunas. I'm already doing cold plunge, but I would like to do a primitive sauna with wood burning just because it fits my aesthetic.
Yeah.
You know, I could, anybody could put up a spa with four walls and a salt room and a, you know what I mean?
I
just want to keep it in rhythm and time with what I have going on. And I find that some of the hard work that I put into all of that is recreational too. You know, people don't, sometimes people don't like to go camping because it's a lot of work, but I'm like, yeah, but it's fun work. It's like, it's recreational time well spent and you're not sitting behind your screen. And
yeah, well, we all have these, most people I would say want everything right now and they don't know how to like just slow down and enjoy the process. I'm talking to myself right now. I wish there was a mirror. Angela, can you hear me? No. But
instant gratification.
Yeah, just instant gratification. Yeah. And I think that there is beauty in having to learn things the hard way or things that take time to
the creation
put together.
Process.
Yeah. The creation.
So that's where I am too, you know, the creation process. Like I'm building a barefoot labyrinth. I'm not sure if I even talked to you about that part.
No, you brought it up the other day when we chatted on the phone and I said, labyrinth.
Does it spark your interest? You're like, what is that?
I said, I really liked the Labyrinth movie with David Bowie. Is that what we're talking about? So no, I don't. I know nothing about, I didn't even look it up because I wanted you to explain it to me and the listeners because I have no idea.
So it's ancient, you know, and it's from the biblical times as well, but there's also a lot of Greek mythology about labyrinths. And it's not, it's like a maze, but it's not a maze because you don't go to a dead end and then have to circle around. It's like a continuous movement. So it's a mindful meditative walk. It's also a walk of prayer. And when you get to the center, there's a bit of contemplation that goes on. And then what they say about it, or what a lot of facilitators say, that the walk out is more important than the walk in. It's like you think of what it is you want to contemplate or your intention or what your prayer is. Once you make it to the center, then that's where you pause.
Oh.
And then as you leave, you're more in depth with your thoughts about what that contemplation was.
Yeah.
Or the release of that. And in my case, I'm considering building one that has an entrance and an exit because I want people to contemplate on the half-mile loop trail that I provide in my space. So I'm still in the planning phases of it. I have an amazing group of women, Leslie, friend here included, who have volunteered to help build it. We're still trying to figure out what it's gonna look like, what type I want, because there's so many different types, how it's gonna fit again with the aesthetics, which is probably gonna be a sacred geometrical shape, and then what kind of material we're gonna use. And I already have a group of women that are committed to helping build it. So it's super exciting. And for some reason, I think I have to jump in and get it done this spring. I'm like, no, I don't. There is no hurry to get this finished. That's one thing that I've learned about my business is that when I let things organically happen as well, I love the term, don't chase the butterfly, tend to your garden and the butterflies will come.
Yeah.
It's just been a term that, you know, a mantra, so to speak, that I've used over the years. I'm like, what's my hurry? I'm not in a hurry.
Yeah. I think to that point, and I want to go back to the labyrinth, but like, as women, or I would say that men would, well, good men would say the same, that like, you know, things just change when we get older. Is that so funny?
It's funny just because of all the conversations that we've been having about men and how men doing the work. So, yeah. I mean, that's a whole other podcast. Oh, yeah.
See, on the tip of all of our tongues.
Yes, it is.
But, you know, as we get older, I think that we realize that the hustle and bustle and the rush of things that we did, like there's like benchmarks that we think when we're, you know, this age, you should have this accomplished. And by this age, you should have this accomplished.
How and we measure success.
Yes.
Yes.
And as I've gotten older, I probably have always, well, I would say not always, but since I've known you, which has been at least 10 years as we're talking about.
More, because I've been retired 10 and we met 12 or 13 years ago.
Yeah. 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 So like that journey, even from back then to where I am now, I feel like I've kind of been more on the butterfly effect of life, if you will, where I just kind of let things go. It doesn't.
But look what it took to get you here.
Oh, yeah. I know. Yeah. So it's like, there is this balance of, there's certain things that, yes, you should go after and get because things are time sensitive, the opportunity might pass or things like that. But there is really something powerful in that to say, I've never heard that before. Don't chase the butterfly. What was it again?
Don't chase the butterfly, tend to your garden and the butterflies will come.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah.
And also, I feel like when you stop putting so much emphasis on what you're getting in life, it's what you give in life. Because as soon as you focus on what you're giving, the receiving comes. Mm. It just comes. And being in service, you know, I've lived that chaotic, stressful type A, go, 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 go life. And my body kept the score and burnout happened. And I watch women, especially, who take on everything. Parenthood, spouse, you know, taking care of parents, job, home. You know, who makes the grocery list? It's not usually. I mean, even just down to that. Yeah. And I watch the burnout. And I mean, I kind of smile and I want to say so many things. And sometimes I do give advice. Not everyone wants my advice, but sometimes I say, just be careful how much you're grinding at this. And because in the end, what's your ROI? Yeah.
I'm so thankful to be where I'm at today, you know, just career-wise and all the things. And this, since I've restarted the podcast, I've had like so many job changes. Like it's actually insane. Like, and I promise to those of you listening, like I am the same way behind the microphone as I am in real life. Like what you see is what you get. I'm a kind person, all the things and like whatever. Maybe they just weren't the right opportunities for me. But my point was that somewhere along the way, I've found myself in this position where I'm at now, where I am fully like an entrepreneur. Like I work for myself while I might receive money from other businesses that hire me to do certain things. I really do have the freedom and flexibility to, thank you, Leslie, to do kind of like just to not answer to other people for the most part, I would say.
Be your own boss.
And I think that for the longest time, and again, like through our friendship and watching your journey with the dome and everything that you've done, you don't realize even no matter what you think in terms of the job and people are just grinding and working for the man and doing all the things, like that doesn't stop just because you're working for yourself or that you have the freedom. As most people think that you're just like doing whatever and like must be.
You're actually working harder when you work for yourself,
like,
right?
Must be nice to just go to the spa on a Tuesday. I'm like, I'm traveling with my backpack and my laptop and doing all the things. Like,
and
it doesn't stop.
Working.
And we're still working, but it feels better I think, when you're doing it for yourself. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And when I hear people say that self-care is selfish, I'm gonna wait for that siren to go by. But
yeah, I hear an emergency siren because self-care. Yeah.
You hear that, guys?
That absolutely supports what I'm saying. Like, if you don't,
it's an emergency.
Your body and what you need.
Yeah. Your body's going to keep the score, and at some point, it's going to crash. If you don't take care of yourself, or you think it's selfish for whatever reason, or whoever put that in your head,
yeah,
because I've heard it said, no, if you don't fill your cup, you cannot be fully present for others. And it's just so important. It's so valuable. I can't preach it enough. I just can't preach it enough.
Yeah. So. I wish, well, I don't need to wish, but where I'm at, in addition to what I was just speaking upon, like, I feel like I'm actually in a place where I need to get back on focusing on myself. Yeah. Actually, let's pause for a second. We're going to take a quick break for our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And we're back. So I was saying that I need to get back into some of the things that I feel like I was doing, right? When I was doing the retreats and kind of living in that space, mm-hmm. taking the break has taken me completely out of it. And while I still have self-care, you know, all of the things, and of course the tools and the things that I've learned will never go away. It's right. Just like kind of like, just got to dust it off a little bit and right. get back to it.
Well, the beauty of leading retreats also, and Leslie can attest to this too, that you kind of go through your self-healing when you help others.
Yeah.
And when you speak from that place of authenticity of what you've been through, like I'm talking about burnout because I, you know, adrenal glands toast, thyroid gland toast, you know, because of the go, 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 workout, 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 you know, hustle, hustle, hustle. You know, and then in between that, raising a family and all the stuff that. So when you were talking about taking a break and learning all those tools, sometimes you have to step back and reevaluate, what am I doing for me?
Yeah.
And what I do for me, how is that going to help others?
Yeah.
And I think that's the place that I speak from, too. I mean, I started taking yoga to cure my back because I was in so much pain all the time from driving. And then when it cured my back, I'm like, I can't just hide this. I have to share it. Everyone needs to know what yoga does for your spine, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a huge yoga. You've known that. I enjoy taking it when I do. It's just not my
It's not your thing. And that's fine.
Yeah.
But when you find your thing and you find what you can present to others.
Yes.
There it is. I mean, not everybody's a yoga teacher, right?
No, nor should everybody be. There's.
Right.
I think, you know, when we chatted the other day leading up to what we were going to talk about today, and it was very serendipitous mm-hmm. on, you know, what I knew you wanted to talk about, and also like where I found myself in life is just like, there's definitely more. I think more awareness within yourself of like that, like slowing down. Mm-hmm, and I know that was why you wanted to go.
Oh, I miss the city life. Don't get me wrong. I go to Columbus every chance I get to hang out with, you know, we took a break so I could FaceTime with my granddaughter who can't wait for me to get there. And that's another part of life that has me slowing down. Like, no, I have to savor. She's not going to be four forever, you know? But let's just chat a minute about what we came to talk about today. My intentions were about boundaries.
Yeah.
Because boundaries have been a topic between myself and my friends and not between family members, but just boundaries that encompasses every aspect of your life. But But I think you and I decided that boundaries is a whole other topic that could be another day for a podcast. But again, it kind of leads into self-care.
Yeah.
Because if you don't put boundaries around your needs and make that time, it's just another example of what you should be doing for yourself so that you, again, so that you can be present for others. But speaking with you today, also, you're also sparking that, when are you going to lead another retreat? You know, as we're sitting here and you're ready, you could even lead a podcast retreat.
Yeah.
I mean, you could lead a retreat of people that want to learn how to podcast. I mean, there's...
I've already thought about that. That's so
crazy. It's amazing. It's endless.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to express to my audience is you don't have to be a yoga teacher to lead a retreat. You can lead a workshop on anything.
Yeah.
Anything that you know, and you don't have to be a specialist, but you want to be able to walk the talk.
Yeah.
And everyone has something that they can share. Everyone has had an experience that they can talk about and teach people their experiences.
Yep.
You know, you add in a sound bath and you add in a hike and you add in dancing or whatever you want to do, and you make it a thing. And
it doesn't have to be as, it doesn't have to be as, you know, back when I was doing it and just where I kind of was.
It was healing.
Yeah, it was healing. And I needed that. And I didn't know it at the time, but I feel like it was more healing
for you,
for me, than maybe it ever was for anybody else. And not to say that they didn't have their own experiences, which I know that they did. I'm now no longer in that place. And whether the break that I've taken was intentional or maybe it was just kind of like this subconscious,
you
like
had to
I
permeate.
Knew.
You had to integrate all that you learned.
Yeah.
And your life took a transition.
Yeah.
You moved, your kids were what they were, and you know, you had to be present for them.
Yeah. And now I'm like, okay.
What am I going to do?
Yeah. Thinking about these retreats, and so funny that you would bring that up. Like, I've, my friend, also in the podcasting space, somebody that I'm working with in her company or helping her company in podcasting. We've talked about this before because, you know, I just love people and I love to plan things. So like, it doesn't matter what that is. I think if you're doing it with the right, you know, people and the right, you know.
Well, brainstorming helps.
Yeah.
If you get with that group and brainstorm and figure it out. And I'm still your concierge, so I can help you come up. Listen, I have 100 ideas.
Yeah.
And I'll loan you any of them.
Yeah. No, literally. I mean, but it is. It's and it, like we were talking about earlier, it was, I don't want to go back. I don't want to, I'm never going to do, not to say ever, sorry. I don't want
to
say ever,
but I don't need to repeat that.
I don't need to repeat even the formatting of the retreats. Like, while they were great and, you know, it had the different elements that I was, you know, had experience with in my own healing journey, I don't want to be in that place anymore.
Yeah.
I don't think that's...
It served the purpose of the time you were in. And
I want to do fun stuff. Like, we want to do fun retreats.
I know.
Retreats.
Leslie and I were just looking at someone in Scotland who's leading these... I mean, it's still cold swimming, you know, and but she's dancing it out, and just her vibe and her energy, it's not somber and it's not om and it's not let's lay in meditation and... It's not that calming, but you can still get that release other ways. You can still be hyped up. You can still dance it out and sweat it out and work on that somatic part of the body that needs release too, without going into the woo-woo. You know, if it's not your thing, it's not your thing. But there's so much more.
And I think I always will have the woo-woo side of me just because I think...
And that's personal, too.
Yeah, it's personal to me. But I don't ever want to be in a position again where there were certain, you know, people, places, things, circumstances of the past retreat experiences that might have made some of the people in my own personal friends and family group uncomfortable because of, like, certain elements that were brought into it that I didn't even know or approve.
And that's because you probably weren't aware... In the beginning, you just kind of went in feet first. And if you vet people and you, excuse me, take applications.
A vibe check. Like, everybody has
where,
to.
Yeah. This is where you come to learn those things, and you want to make sure that, someone you actually want to retreat with.
Yeah.
And it's okay. It's okay to say no. If they don't fit that group, they just don't fit the group. Yeah. There's another group out there for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I can help with those things as well.
Oh, Yeah. I'm like, first of all, I need to go on a retreat myself. Uh-huh. Like, I cannot wait. I'm, as soon as we get off this episode,
you're start looking
at the calendar. Do you have good Wi-Fi down there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just need Wi-Fi.
Well, maybe you need to just come spend the night in the glamping dome or the convenient camping dome. Be by yourself. Soul search. What's next? Get quiet. Take walks. Go for swims. You know, have fun by the campfire, even if it's just by yourself.
Yeah.
And really think about what you want to do next. And it'll come.
I know. I feel like I just got anxiety thinking about that. Like, I know you'll be there with me, but I was like, by myself?
In the woods? It's
not, but like not because I'm afraid to be by myself. I think a lot of people are like, they don't like being by themselves. That's why everybody's distracted and on their phone.
There's a lot of resistance.
And, like,
I know.
I'm by myself all the time. Like, I'm literally like working from home or wherever, you know. It's like I have a lot more downtime and time by myself that I'm kind of, I think that's why it's nice to live in the city, because like a night like tonight, right?
There's
basketball game that's happening.
That is one thing I miss. Yes.
Yeah, about being, you know, there's always something to do and it's fun to go and like be around the people, but then I'm like right back in my little safe bubble.
That's normal.
Yeah, that's normal.
You have to allow time to be introvert. Also, I still aspire to have a home in the city somewhere and a home in the country somewhere, and it's not necessarily where I am in the moment, but hopefully someday with the right group of people and the right investors that think like I do, we could make that happen.
I'm so comfortable and happy with where we are. Like
you said that I'm really happy that you say you could spend the rest of your life there.
I could, but then I realized that as I've met more and more people in the city, talking to people, meeting new people, everyone's like, you've never left Cleveland? I'm like, no. Like, what do you mean? Like,
oh, I haven't left Ohio. Yeah. I mean, I've traveled, but I haven't lived anywhere else. So
I just don't know.
I'm excited to do that.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know. Would I move to Columbus to go live in the city of Columbus? Like, probably not. But like, I love Cleveland. So maybe you should just move to the city in Cleveland.
Well, I did that for a time.
Well, not when I was friends with you.
That's not true. We were friends, but you were going through your thing.
Oh.
You had some life experiences that kept
you. Where did you live? I mean,
Ohio City.
Oh, see, I didn't. I mean, I knew that your family was there. I didn't realize that you were like
family.
Living. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, wow.
Yeah. And Ohio City's crazy crowded now. I'm not now that I've been solo and in the countryside, I'm not sure I could ever go back to that busyness. But yeah, I still miss it. And I still love to travel and all the things. So,
yeah, that's a fun little fact. All right. I want to take one more break and we'll be right back.
There's never been a better time to get outside and experience the benefits of nature. Discover nearby trails and explore the outdoors with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your outside.
We are back. So I really just wanted to like close this episode. Again, I think personally having been to your place before and knowing as an inspiration to not only myself, but I'm sure women, you know, your own children, just people that you've known, the community where you live and everything like that. I think it's so important to remind yourself of like why you've built the thing. But sometimes like you can move through the seasons that we've been talking about. And I think it's
business owning is hard.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And, you know, while even up until I would say the past month or so, I really haven't thought about like retreats at all. I've kind of talked about it in past episodes here of like the focus within is coming back in some ways, but I don't have the full scope of what that looks like. I think ultimately what the break was for me and how it all happened, you know, I think when you're doing retreats and your experience hosting retreats and kind of helping curate them, I think that is so important for, again, like we said, like having some type of like application process or something to make sure that you're getting the right people. Because while the times that I've been down at your dome, I feel like were the most beautiful experiences of the retreat
thank
that
you.
I was hosting, as were the ones that were closer to here in Cleveland, there was nothing bad about them, but I think it just kind of shifted.
The dynamics.
Yeah, were, the dynamics shifted a little bit. And I think going back to your space and kind of bringing in that like outdoorsy feel is something that I crave, not only just living in the city, but like we said earlier, like nature just has a way of healing or bringing that
and
sense of peace.
You.
Yeah. And that doesn't mean that it has to be the same type of retreats that everybody else is
People
doing.
People still need to gather.
And, you know, just because, and do you agree? Like, I just, I don't know, maybe we're ahead of our times or something, but it feels like every time I've taken a break from something, it's like the world stops, but then it comes back in like a bigger and different way. And I just feel like the retreats that most people are so used to going on that are, again, there's nothing wrong with them, but, you know, yoga and all of these
journaling, meditation,
all of those things,
and like sound baths
anymore. Like, even when
they're everywhere,
and it kind of like makes me cringe. Like, not,
That,
again, there's no shade. I appreciate,
and there's something for everyone,
there's something for everyone. Yeah. But I think that this next season for me and what I hope to do is going to be not the anti of that. Like, you can still bring in the different elements of it, but I want it to be more open to what other people, I think, want.
What they want and need.
Yeah.
And I think your inspiration can be reignited.
Yeah.
Because I think when you take a break, it just, it helps energize you. But it also makes you reflect on what you've done, where you've been, and then what do people need now?
Yeah.
And, you know, my friends and I talk about what people need right now. And it would be good to ask people what they need. You know, maybe your audience could reach out or even comment on this podcast. What would they like to see? What would bring fire and motivation back to them? But what also would bring calm and peace too? You know, because you can do both. That's why we call it Thrill and Chill, because we host adventurous things, but yet we bring it down to calm the nervous system. So it's a nice rhythm. Balance is a word that's really, I feel, hard to attain, but I'm changing my word to rhythm now, where if I can get in my rhythm, just feels more attainable, because balance just feels so far out of reach.
What about get in the zone, auto zone?
I don't know.
That's stupid.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. But. So Angela does sing. So we could actually do a sing-along.
We could do
at her retreat.
A karaoke retreat.
We could do a karaoke retreat. I mean, here we are inspiring each other already.
It could be anything.
It could be anything.
I mean, truly. And I think that that's what drew me, aside from you personally knowing you,
I think that's
what drew me to your space, is because it is so different. It is not...
And look at all the transformations you've done since I've known you.
I know. It's a... Life is crazy.
It is.
But
it is.
In the most beautiful way. And
it's been good sharing it with you, too.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah. So, I guess listeners, like, please, I say this every week, but like,
no, but
reach
Marcy
out.
Will say
like,
it. Yes,
really,
seriously.
Like, reach out.
Tell Angela
to us
what you need.
Yes. And what do you want to see? Like, I think if you've been following this podcast or me or know me personally for any amount of time, you would probably be like, what is she doing now? Because she's just like all over the... But it's not being all over the place. Like, really quick, I just want to say, like, even in this season of my life, I've realized not only am I going through perimenopause and like all of these hormonal fluctuations, but I have not been diagnosed officially, but I'm pretty sure I have ADHD.
ADD. And I was going to say, that's something you can also talk about and share.
Yeah.
You know, that's a topic that others might not even know they have.
I know.
But can relate to you about it.
But can relate to it and be like, wow.
Yeah.
So I wasn't, and that was what inspired me when I first started going through my first transformation period. It was because I started seeing or hearing, you know, the same things over and over, where I felt seen for the first time. And once you have that connection to an answer that you maybe have already felt intuitively, but you didn't have the right words to say it, but you've heard somebody else say it in a way that made it click for you.
Yeah.
It could change your entire life.
Yeah, especially if you have a support group that goes through the same thing.
Yeah.
Right?
So
thank you for recognizing that and speaking it.
Oh, Well, you're welcome. Thank you. Is there anything else that you want to share before we wrap
up? Other than if you don't follow me, if you would check out the website, geode, G-E-O-D-E, naturedome.com. We're also on Instagram, geode.yoga.fitness, as well as Facebook, geodome. So any of those, we have events. I'm going to be changing my website to reflect other people's events where people book things, but the public doesn't really see what else is being offered by outside people.
Well, that's nice.
So I'm working now to change that so that I can post their events.
Isn't it so interesting that, not to interrupt you, but I feel like even that transition like that, where back when we were doing this before, I feel like everybody was always like, me, mine, this is mine, where now I think more people are being like, I want to promote the other people that are, I mean, obviously it's still
Listen,
in your
you
business.
You have to support each other and collective. The collective conversations need to be union and unity. We shouldn't, the divisiveness is too much.
It's too much.
And that's another topic that Leslie and I, we were considering talking about, you know, when did women become competitive? And in history, when did that happen? And why are we not supporting each other? The same thing that we're doing. You know, that's a whole other subject.
Yeah, that's a whole other subject.
Can we pick that up next time?
Oh, we can, for sure. So it's been so nice
it's
catching
so good
up with
to catch
you.
Up with you. Yeah.
Even all things that could have made things not happen today between the appointment and then the technology,
I feel like
things.
It just happened the way it was supposed
it
to.
Did.
And we're relaxed.
It always does.
We got to have a spa day.
Yeah.
And that calmed our minds. So we're a prime example of how we can pull it all together when you give yourself the time and the space to breathe and do wellness things. And you're just better off for it and better for everyone around you. So,
amen, girl. Oh, my gosh. I love you so much.
I love you too. Thank you.
Listeners, please, please, please. I'm, like, dead serious right now. You have to. You have to. Like, otherwise, we won't know. And I think it's really important for you guys to feel that you're being seen because it's not always evident when you're on a podcast or on social media, if you're not reaching out and telling us what you're looking for or following along and doing all of the things, like it really makes it hard to do what I know a lot of you want to be doing. So thank you for tuning into this week's episode.
And one last loud noise to remind us.
Oh yeah, the garbage truck driving
past. How it can be. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. But truly, thank you, Marcy,
thank
for being.
Thank you so much for having me.
We will see you guys in the next episode. Bye. I don't care what you say. I'll do it anyway. I really don't care.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. It calls to us. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives richer, calmer, and frankly, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby or trails worth traveling to and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Whether you're looking for a laid-back walk with family, or something more adventurous to get your heart pumping, AllTrails gives you the tools you need to get out there and find your outside. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.